joint meeting.
Dave is chairman of that committee. Members are here, and members of Ways and Means are here. We have resolution number 200 approving Ulster County College budget for the year 2014-15. Hector?
Move it.
Second?
I'd like to make an amendment.
Make an amendment?
I'd like to make an amendment to the budget to add $241,538. That would be the exact amount that would offset the $100 increase in tuition. We have not increased our contribution in 6 years. In the past, it's typically been anywhere from 2 to 4 at the most. This has been 6 years. I think we need to go on record that we support education in this county. And I believe that at this point, we can't continue to turn around and say that the state is not living up to their part of the bargain when we don't live up to our part of the bargain. So I'd like to get a second from somebody.
Was that your figure again?
$241,538.
Tracy?
Yeah. I've been thinking about this in the last couple of days, and I just want to share, personal stories. I have three friends specifically that I know very well who all attended.
That's all you have? Three friends?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
They attended this college nursing program as young adults, in all in very different circumstances. They've all graduated. They all now have careers. Two of those three now own homes in this county. All three still live in this county. I think that this college, see it as a gem in terms of for Ulster County. But beyond that, it is an economic driver. It changes people's lives. And I worry about the economy just like all of us do, and I think $100, you look at it, you say $100, what's $100? You should be able to afford it. But I worry about those bottom people who do get priced out. I heard today, and I actually heard yesterday, that we graduated the number of people last year, and I think that's fantastic. But I wonder, in part, that isn't because people can't afford the four-year colleges, and they're making a financial decision, and we're lucky to have such a great college here, and I would like to extend greater support. It's something we as the legislature can do. We can set an example, and then we should stand on the rooftops and scream to the state and tell the state that they should live up to their obligation, but we certainly would be able to yell with more forceful voices if we've taken this step first. So that's where I'm coming from. I know it's hard times all around, but I really do feel passionately about what this school can make a difference for people's lives. I personally have felt that.
Yeah, well, as having three daughters that went through the community college and one grandson and another one on its way, I don't think $50 per session is a huge increase. And, you talk about the state. I don't hear anybody. I never heard this legislature publicly criticize the state for their lack of support for community college. It's a disgrace. And I'm tired of the state saying, well, we don't have the money to do it, but you do it. Well, you do it. There's a lot, In fact, we talked about this earlier, Rich, the debt service that the county is responsible for. 2014 increased 13.58%. That's $1,118,634 on top of the $6.25 million we give the college. So, they want to print on against education, that's fine. But there comes a point where your own private personal interest isn't the broad picture. A lot of us have a lot of different interests in things that are going on throughout the county. And quite frankly, we talked also about this earlier. This year, we have a backdoor mandate by the state. If you know, county does not keep its budget at a 2% property tax, the localities, your property owners, will not get their rebate check. So I don't know where it ends about that everybody thinks the county is so filthy rich. You know, it's not the case. We all would love to do these things. But I'd like to know for another 200 and some odd thousand dollars what you're willing to cut.
Herb Beth?
Well, I was looking, Ken, you're the only one in the room.
Thank you so much.
I looked around for Bert.
Ken, she don't see anybody else but you, Ken. You honored?
I'm always looking at the budget, and I'm not against education, and I understand that, you know, it's a good way to put it. You know, we have a gem here, absolutely. But I'm sorry, it is about dollars and cents, and I would wonder where this 200 is coming from. Our budget's already done until the next cycle, as far as I'm concerned. And I want to know where that impact is. We're already behind the eight ball because of, you know, lovely Cahill there. So where does this end?
Well, I just tried to respond to that. I didn't keep it more general. In all honesty, until this evening, I had not been given a copy of the college's proposed budget. I mean, this shocks me. I'm the liaison to the community college with the county executive, and I just received a copy, and I had to ask for my own copy. And I'm pretty confident that I could open this book and find $250,000 reductions that wouldn't be too much of an impact to keep the tuition flat. So, again, I don't know. Again, I wasn't sure at the budget until this evening. Our analysts haven't even had a chance to look at the budget. It wasn't shared with the executive branch until this evening. So we'll be looking at it tonight and looking at the budget. But again, I think the legislature realizes that the county's in a weakened position. And I think legislator Provenzano is correct that there is a very, very high bar for us to meet this coming fall. As you know, the county executive and the legislature have agreed to phase out taking that. That full impact will fall this January 1st. Our budget will encompass that. In fact, I know Legislator Geraghty was sharing the revised budget schedule with the legislators tonight. That is done in a very tight time frame. You guys are going to have to get a budget and review it very, very, very quickly. And again, we're going to hold it as long as we can to make sure that we get it right. But again, it's going to be a tight budget. And again, I could not tell you what the legislature's decision here tonight, what role that would play on the budget. Quite frankly, we usually start budget making for the end of June. I've been working on it for 60 days already. It's going to be tight. Our social services caseload is way up. The economy is not rebounding. All those things that we're mandated to do are getting worse, and the pressure is on the things that we love to do. You know, and so I think that again, it's going to be a tough budget year. I can't beyond that. I can't speak to your actions today. Again, it's going to it just makes the bar even higher.
Carl and Hecker.
President Cott mentioned that the nursing program, I think he must have been talking about the RN program, that they don't even meet the expenses per tuition credit in that program. Yet the student entering that program will most likely make a salary up $80,000, $90,000 within the first 10 years of their employment, whereas maybe another...
I'm sorry.
The average RN makes about $80,000.
Go on.
I'm not talking about LPN, as far as registered nurse. Those are the figures that I've seen. So I just wonder how, and I wish he was here,
Carl, I mean, I don't think that's not a proper form. That's probably for Dave's committee about particular courses, why they're not offering them.
I guess what I'm saying is the credit hour is the cost per credit is the same for an RN as it is for someone taking a solar course or anything else. So, you know, I don't know. I think that the budget gap for them has to be, at this point, absorbed by the student. Now, is it fair that, you know, someone who's got taken a course track is going to make them a lot more money than another person has to pay the same amount? I think that's their choice. But $50 doesn't seem like a lot of money in the scheme of things of what we pay these days for education in private institutions. And it is in line with what the other counties, except for Dutchess, which has always been historically lower than us. I think that it's not a bad tuition increase, $100 a year, $50 per term.
Hector.
Thank you. I think everyone in this room would probably love to vote for this amendment, but I mean, personally, at this point, I can't, insofar as, you know, looking at the overall position of the county overall, how much we're spending, also in the wake of that we're having we have increased costs on state mandates. We're going to have, obviously, the impacts of sales tax, not getting that money. But, you know, for the first time ever, you know, we're actually closing the gap in terms of how much the county's contributing and also how much the state's contributing. And I realize that that isn't necessarily our motivation, or it's not every motivation, but it is finally that we're starting to actually see more money coming from the state, but it's still not there yet. I think it's still a matter in which the state, you know, we just heard from the president, you know, the state senate apparently had $200 and the assembly went at $50, and I guess they must have split the difference somewhere in the final bill to get to 75. But, you know, we do need the state to, you know, to step up here. And, you know, this is a situation where I just personally speaking right now, while, yes, I think many of us would love to do a vote for this, we can't right now.
John?
Did you make an amendment?
Yes. Amendment to
increase the budget.
Yeah, the amount okay. That would...
am I right, Dave, that the tuition has gone up 22-23% for the last
26, I think, in the last
few years. I hear a lot about the third, a third, and a third. What contribution toward the budgets does the college get from Ulster County?
I think it's
6.2.
How much?
6.2.
I believe it's about 28%.
28%. So it's not...
That's what
plus
it's
debt.
Not,
we
plus
did
not
debt. Yeah, plus,
yeah,
but we need
plus
debt on top of that.
Plus the debt.
It's about $11 million.
Okay, but I mean, the state makes contributions that are down from their third, I guess. And we are down from our contributions.
Correct.
You know, let me just say this. The community college, I mean, to me, it's an economic development issue. Community college is basically the gateway to middle class. And our middle class is under siege. It's having serious problems. The folks are not doing well. I have done a little bit of reading on this, and I have discovered that it's interesting that a student who graduates from a two-year school gets an associate degree and goes on to the four-year state institution actually winds up having a better GPA than the student that starts in the four-year institution. And 23% tax increase, or a tuition increase, starts to reach the area that is just unacceptable to me. And I think we have an awful lot of folks around this community that, you know, they're here and then they go home. And, you know, maybe they have to contribute a little bit to our students so they can hopefully stay here and get a job. And a lot of them cannot find work when they get out of school, so I would support it.
Don and Dave.
Like has been said before, I've heard a few other people, I'd love to give them the extra money. We need people to come to college. Absolutely. We are giving a lot of money. We're giving 6.2 million up front, but we're giving another 3 million to the other, because of what we talked about, the locales of crossing over, so we're giving 9 million out of that. The state has just done a report, and this is from the State University of New York, and Ulster County is the third highest in the state of giving the percentage of what the cost of the total budget. So we've got,
it's what they say.
This is put out by the state. So you got the kids that qualify, they go here for free on the TAP program. We talked about the top 10% going for free. We'll lose some of if you're giving things. You're giving things away for free. You have reduced somewhere along the line. It's costing you money. A $50 increase when you look at a $4,100 or $200 price tag for the year. When you look at what the private colleges and the other public colleges, which I got from my stockbroker, and they show what the public colleges, they're going up, everybody's going up. It's not like nobody's going up, everybody's going up. And this is a very minimal amount. And I don't know how you can't ignore that things are costing more. And you've got many ways to reduce it for the students. And I'll say, Ken Rock said that he was the newest, I'm probably the oldest of people that have gone to this institution here. And it was very cheap when I went. And if I looked, if I started to go back and figure out the monies between then and now, it would be astronomical. But I'm looking at $250,000. I don't know what the budget's going to be for the county. The county budget, because of the things that we have talked about, whether it be sales tax, whether it be arbitration settlements, whatever it happens to be, whether it be social services, I don't know where that sits right now. And if I take another $250,000, is that three jobs about somebody with a family or not? But I just don't know where we're going to be in a couple months, that if we give this money now. And the other part of it is on legislative programs, I don't think we've gone through an itemized examination of the budget since I've been here. And that's not it's not the worst thing in the world, because of the maintenance of effort. We have to do it, otherwise they're in big trouble. So to me, personally, it didn't matter if we could save a couple bucks here, a couple bucks. We were going to give that same maintenance of effort and let them do what they need to do to grow. And I think that's what happened. But now we're all of a sudden looking at new money, and you can't ratchet back. If there's a problem, you've got to keep that maintenance of effort. You're locked in now on that $250,000 next year and the year after. You can't go back. So now's the time to take a look at that budget, and we don't have that time. We haven't done it. And for all of the other reasons, I'm saying I'd love to give them the money. I'd love to be able to have kids here going as, you know, free if they could. Somebody's got to pay the freight. But at this point and at this time, with the things that I've mentioned, I don't think I can support that. I'd like to, but I can't.
Dave?
Well, it's interesting because over the past few years, we sold Golden Hill, $11.5 million. They immediately did exactly the same thing that legislator Coppiglio and myself brought up, and they increased their therapy group by 8 times, so they're now making money. But that's, we made the 11.5. We privatized mental health. We privatized the insurance. I think those jobs are in Rochester. We laid off 500 employees and during that period of time. And each time, every time, we don't have the money. For the last 6 years, we don't have the money to increase the college's contribution. And I find this as pretzel logic. To me, when you turn around and say that the state's not living up to their end, so we're not going to live up to ours. Gotcha. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It sounds like pretzel logic. Now, if you don't want to give it in, that's fine. But don't give me pretzel logic. Just say, hey, I don't agree the college doesn't need the other money, and yeah, the kids can afford that 26% increase over the last decade, whatever you want to do, but, and that's fine. But don't give me pretzel logic. Don't give me that the state's not living up to their share, so we don't have to live up to ours. That makes no sense to me. So when do we increase it? I don't know. But my take on it is this college is something that helps people get into middle classes, exactly what the chairman pointed out. My mother raised 5 kids on her own. She had an 8th grade education. My father had a 9th grade education. He left. I lived on the streets, and it was the college that got me together. I went out. I got a master's degree, 2 bachelor's degrees. I got my associate's degree about 2 years ago because I never finished my degree here. And when I talked to Don Cott, I said, you know, I never actually did finish my degree. He actually did the work, got my credits sent back here, so I got my associate's degree. So, actually, Ken Ronk, I graduated after you from here.
Fair enough.
In 2009, I think it was. So, you know, my take on it is this is where we can get, this is, education counts. And not only that, they are an economic development driver. We know that. So, if we want to keep on increasing it, we just give more reason for them to go to other schools. That's fine. But I still stick by my amendment. Doesn't pass here, fine. I'll make the amendment on the floor of the legislature when it comes before there. Everybody needs to go on the record.
Call the question.
Oh, I got to say. Anybody else want to talk?
Mr. Chairman, Deputy Executive Bronk, or excuse me,
Ron.
Whoa!
You've never seen this before until tonight?
I actually had to request a copy. I told her there was a copy here for me. I had to.
Did anybody else see it?
I got an email today.
No, they can
press that. I got an email today.
I mean, I think the process needs to change. I don't think we should hear a presentation rushing here with all of these questions. I firmly believe that everybody should have access to a quality education. Yes, this is an economic driver, but I think we need some time or change the process to digest this a little bit. Salaries are going up. Yes, the CSE increases. Things are being cut. Sure, they're, you know. So, I mean, I really think we need to take a look at this before we rush into what we
In my tenure here, I'm usually getting advanced copies sometimes before. We'll do a cursory review or
Ken, I'm so liberal here, I let you talk, but I didn't recognize you.
That's the last time. But anyway, Jim, I would say that Dave, since you're the chairman of that education community service, kindly relay that to the president that, the, you know, we can, through your committee or whatever committee chair of the education, get that to everybody prior to this. But, Dave, I want to give you some potato logic. I don't know what the pencil logic is. But there again, you know, I graduated from Ulster. I'm very proud graduate of here. I'm on the Hall of Fame inside there. I would like to give money to this college probably as much as anybody in this room. And I think everybody would like to. The unfortunate part is, you know, we sit here, we have to be careful with our taxpayers, we have to be careful with the state, we have to be cognizant of what's going on, and unfortunately at this time of the year, me being the chairman of Ways and Means, I don't know what's going to happen in our budget. I wish I did. I wish I could see a crystal ball and say, hey, we have this, we have that. But unfortunately, that's not the case where I'm sitting. Yes, it's a great institution here. Everything that everybody said about it being an economic driver of some type, Tracy, I'd have to disagree with you that, you know, we're not reaching the people that can't afford this, because TAP actually does that and allows them to come here for the money. So that's not an issue. John, you're right about the middle class, about, you know, that this is probably more geared for middle class people who are moving up the ladder to go to basically a four-year school or go on beyond that. But, you know, sitting here in, you know, $241,000, yeah, it's $241,000. But there again, you know, I think we do our share through the community college in many different ways. And I talked to Don Cott myself this morning, asking him directly, you know, what is the feeling? What is the feeling of the community college? Of course they would like more money. Everybody would. But there again, we have to be here, and we have to look at the whole picture of Ulster County. And looking at that, it's very difficult to say, okay, we have this extra money. We don't have the extra money, but where are we going to find it? And, yeah, I would love to give them the money, but unfortunately I have to say no. So in saying that, I'll move the question on the resolution with the amendment, or on the amendment itself. We'll take a vote on that. Want to take it together, or you want to take it individual committees?
So
was there a first and a second on the amendment?
Yes, there was a first and a second, yes. That's how come we were discussing. Okay, let's take it. Raise your hand if on the amendment. If you're for it, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mary, Tracy, John, and Dave. Against? Raise your hand. DJ, Carl, Hector, Mary Beth, Pete, Jeanette, Jim, Don, myself.
Yes. If I could, I just have a question, because this is the first time I've gone through this process.
Hold on.
This is too late. I'm on the legislative program committee.
Education program?
Yep. I had asked for a copy of the budget. This is the first time I've seen the budget. And to vote on something that I have not had the opportunity to review, there's a number of things in here that I'd like to get questions answered before I vote one way or another. So, I would pass at this juncture.
Okay, so
this is on the amendment.
Yes. Lynn, on the amendment, you're voting for or against or passing?
On the amendment.
It failed, correct?
It failed.
All right, on the...
Mr. Chairman, just procedurally, is that, you know, to our question to our attorneys, I'm not on either of these committees, but is that allowable?
Now what, she can pass?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's allowable, because I've never seen that happen before.
It's not even known.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're not approved for that. Hold on. It's going to be construed as a no vote right now, according to what they're saying.
Okay?
That's fine. All right. So I want to make a motion on the resolution.
On the resolution.
I'm open for discussion.
A second. All right, on discussion.
I'd just like to say I'm very proud to use my pretzel object.
Hold on. Pretzel or potato chip?
First and second, rather than no.
We have a first.
You use mustard on that pretzel object?
Tracy.
This
is on both committees.
This is right now we're talking about.
The resolution is
the resolution and the budget as a whole. The
budget.
I mean, is there a problem because we've heard concerns in terms of just getting the budget today? Is there a problem waiting to vote for the budget until next week so that we can actually look at the budget and. I've heard from Lynn, from Don, both with specific concerns that want answers. And Cornell hasn't seen it. I mean, none of us have seen it.
Before you make a decision, we just discussed that too before.
Well, as you know, Rich, every year, it's been the same thing. I mean, it's the way the budget's been presented. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever really asked the questions about it. We know, in other words, through the committee, we often look through it on the budget a certain amount. Understanding where they're at, they usually give us actually a heads up beforehand. This year, they actually didn't give us the committee the budget ahead of time for the committee. Normally, it's given to us the week before.
Well, there again, we are going to address that in the future. As Dave, being chairman of that committee, he can ask the president to have this information for next year. It's not going to help this year. Tracy's asking if we could if I read you correctly, you postpone this till next week so you go over the budget.
Well, there are members that have concerns, yes.
I mean, the thing is, I don't know if a week's going to change anybody's opinion. I mean, you either vote yes or no.
Isn't there the possibility that you could get answers to questions in a week?
If that's your concerns, yes. But I mean, Tracy, but not for anything. If anyone had in my opinion, somebody had questions, and we got this yesterday. At least I received it yesterday. I mean, I had questions. I called Don up myself today. So I mean, there are avenues that you could do.
If I may, I'm on legislative program. I asked a week ago for the budget. I never received a copy of the budget, and so all I'm asking for, you may have gotten it. I've tried to do some phone calls trying to get some questions but if everybody's going to get information at the same time, great. But if they're not, there's a problem. If you're on the committee and you don't even get to
Lynn, I'm a little baffled because if you're on the education committee and you didn't get the information. Dave, I mean, not for anything. Why didn't your committee get the information? I mean,
the budget was not, they didn't finish the budget until quite late.
Rich, we're missing a very
Hold on, Jeanette, and then Don. Jeanette, hold on.
I've served on the education committee for a number of years. And the years I served on it, the college came to the committee, and any questions you had with their proposed budget, you had an opportunity to ask. But I will say this. I doubt, I would be shocked, whatever you look at in that budget and you think you might want to change, will change. The college has never in my history of 24 years that I'm here, has ever given the legislature, with the exception of voting yes or no for their budget, to have any input. We have nothing to do with the contract negotiations except vote yes or no.
I think that's the law in the state of New York. I don't think you can line item... I know you can't line item change a college budget. It would take so long to go back through the process. Whether they care or not, there's a court of appeals case that says you can't line item change a college budget.
Don?
I understand completely, and I would love to do that, too. But the reason that we haven't done it is the maintenance of effort. I have to understand what that means. The minute that you vote this, if you vote no on this budget, what's going to do is going to turn this college into a tailspin. and they're going to have to take my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have to put monies in escrows. You're going to start to lose programs. You're going to start to lose FTEs and students. You start to go into a spiral that's going to do one of these. So you've noticed we paid the same amount over these years. Because as soon as you get down, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you get down here a dollar, a nickel, that you're not doing what you did the last year, you don't have a maintenance of effort. And that throws it into a tailspin. So what's happened, at least from my point of view over this time, is as long as you didn't have an increase in here and you had that money in there and you were comfortable that there was nothing really outrageous, you kept it going because the alternatives were catastrophic. So now you're sitting in the point, well, now's the first time, because for me anyway, that you're looking as an increase in here. And at that point, maybe you ought to take a real look and look hard at that increase, because that's something that's not in that maintenance of effort. You don't have to necessarily agree with that. But now we're hearing from Kathy that we're talking about how this budget process works. You're not going to have enough time. You're just not. You're not going to have. When we look at the budgets for what we do in the legislature, we have all kinds of people looking at it. You bring in experts. You wonder, how do your line items get to where they are? And you get into this whole process, and it's not an easy process. So everybody has to get their own comfort zone. I got that. But when you look at what the alternatives are, in not passing the budget, they're not good. They're not good for the college. They're not good for the community. They're not good for the county. They're not good for anybody. So you've got to be careful when you start to increase, but you've got to keep that maintenance of effort.
Well, I don't know if anyone's misunderstanding me, but there's no way I was not going to support this budget. I'm supporting increasing the budget.
No, but you're saying about people voting no because they don't have enough information.
I said no with regards to the increase.
Right.
That is what I'm saying no to. All I'm saying is that as a first go around, to have it presented to me this evening,
absolutely right,
with no ability to ask any questions as I'm digesting these numbers, I have a problem with that, particularly because I want to support this. I'd like to support. I think education is important. But to have something put on the table and then ask for another $250,000 on top of what we know is uncertainty is problematic from my point of view.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree with you, but we're still in the same position.
I think the issue goes beyond what we're voting on today. As a legislator, I like to make informed decisions, and if you hand me something today and tell me I got to vote on it, I don't care if it's the college or what it is, I like to be informed and make a decision.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion?
Yes. Well, one thing, once this thing is out, the Ways and Means Committee could easily have a meeting dealing with this, and the college would definitely sit there and we can digest this budget piece by piece. That's why they give you the presentation. That's why they give you that time. I grant it. In other words, you're asking for the problem is, maybe we shouldn't. We should have told them the budget, have this hearing the week before, so then we could have a couple meetings dealing with it to go over it. Granted, but what has happened in the Fed is sort of the typical past, the way it's been done. Doesn't mean it's right.
But you, David, you've been approving the budget as is. Now you're asking for an increase. And I think it's a different scenario. That's really
typically they've increased.
You don't have a choice. You either approve the budget as is or you don't.
That's what
there's no real ground.
I understand, but we're talking about the amendments.
Well, the amendments are already talked about. Amendments done.
All right.
Call the question.
One last thing, David. You said the budget was late. It was approved by the board on May 13th. So why we didn't get a copy or an advanced copy?
We got an advanced
copy.
All right, David's going to address that. Correct? All right. On the resolution 200, approving the Ulster County budget for the year 2014-15. All in favor, raise your hand. As is.
Only committee members.
Only committee members. You vote next week. You get the opportunity next week.
Yeah.
Okay, you got all the
keep your hands up. Legislative program.
DJ. Carl. We got everybody. All right, anybody against? No one against? Any other discussions? If not, the two committees are adjourned. Make a motion. Second. Thank you for coming.
Don't wait until you sign this.
Jeanette. You made the motion, Mayor Pat second motion.
For both of you.
I usually
make it, but I'm not.
I have to go take care of my father. That's okay. No, he dislocated his hip on Sunday, so there. Be with him.
All right. Bye.